Welcome to Future Commerce, the podcast about cutting edge and next generation commerce. I'm Philip, and this is a number three, I think, of our, I guess we are doing a Monday morning minute. I'm not sure. And it's not even Monday. Monday was Memorial Day here in the United States. So it's Tuesday. So happy Tuesday. And I'm going to give you a brief thought straight out of my brain. So I hope that you are prepared for straight uncut Colombian Philip here this morning. Okay. I came across an article in Retail Dive by Robert Williams, and it was pushed out, I think, on LinkedIn by Nicole Rayleigh. And it was just one of those things that I read it and I said, surely that can't be correct. Surely this has to be wrong. It said, study chatbots to drive $112 billion with a B in retail sales by 2023. Yes, 5 years from now. And so it's retail sales from chatbot-based interactions are forecast to almost double every year to $112 billion by 2023 from $7.3 billion this year, per an estimate by Juniper Research. So I could tell you why I think that might be wrong, but it brought me back to a time, a simpler time, 3 years ago, right before we launched Future Commerce as a podcast, well before we decided that it would be a much larger vision and, you know, and taking on its own voice in retail reporting and yada yada. But back when we were starting this podcast, our charter was to talk about what is happening, where is our industry going, and how will that, you know, how will that impact the state of how we know digital interactions, you know, to exist as far as, you know, at the time it was 2015. And at the time we were seeing a lot of news coming out of, you know, Apple and WWDC and out of Google that were really focused on providing these, you know, AI-based chatbots and voice interaction. And I was huge on voice commerce. And we saw a lot of excitement in the industry sort of move toward it. And it's really been slow going as far as adoption. Now, we do 3 years later have smart speaker devices in pretty much everything. We have voice enabled intent driven interaction with pretty much everything from TVs to smart speakers to even in our cars now we have this sort of pre-built in. But why is it that, you know, how can someone, you know, say that it could drive $112 billion in retail sales by 2023? So I think that's a little audacious. But I was thinking about this, and I think it comes down to what are the types of interactions that are expressions of intent that don't require follow-up clarification. And the way I think about this is Star Trek. Okay, so go with me for a second. Star Trek has been top of mind for me because I recently started watching this Netflix special or this Netflix TV series called The Toys That Made Us. And in, I think, the pilot episode, the very first episode, it talks about, you know, the long, slow road of adoption of how toys were made and sort of licensed by Paramount, from Desilu and Paramount for the Star Trek franchise, and how Gene Roddenberry's, you know, universe was envisioned in toy form. And in that, you know, you see a lot of the interactions between, you know, Jean-Luc Picard saying, computer, you know, tea, Earl Grey hot. And you see set engines to quarter impulse engage, right? And these are all sort of really interesting interactions. They are a lot of times used for information gathering. They're most of the time used to express an intent or give a command. And I think that might be the current state of voice today. Our current implementation of voice is best used when it's to give a command. That's why it works so well for home automation. It's either turn the lights on or turn them off, or set to a scene, or turn your TV to a certain station, play this podcast, you know, I want to listen to this music. These are all expressions of intent that require very little clarification. But commerce is different, right? Selling just inherently has a few different types of engagement. There are the types of sales that I don't know that we use enough on our Amazon powered devices in particular, that are expressions of pure intent, you know, reorder coffee, pause my shipment of diapers. But I think the $112 billion number it hints at something deeper, that there's something else that we might be missing on an opportunity, and that's the browse versus buy. When I have a very clear intent, I can speak it. I already have that opportunity to use it. I think it just needs to be incentivized. And that's where we are currently. Where we're heading to get to that $112 billion number, and by the way, not just through voice UIs, through chatbots, through text as well, that requires something deeper. And I don't know that we know how to do that yet. And so I kept thinking back to that 3 years ago. And something that Brian and I talked a lot about on the podcast in the early days is it comes down to the expression of the user interface as a storytelling device and an engagement medium that is unique unto itself. The people that will excel in the jobs of tomorrow creating conversational UIs are not developers. They're not brand consultants. They're not really even jobs that we know or define as actually job skills today. They are humorists. They are authors. They are comedians. They are script supervisors and screenplay writers and directors and voice talent. They are actors. They're people whose main job already today is telling stories and engaging in unique dialogues and thinking about how best to communicate via spoken word. Those are the people who will create the voice interfaces of tomorrow. What we're in right now is this strange adoption curve, right at the outset of the adoption curve, where we're only now acquiring the tooling to enable that workforce to use it in a creative medium that isn't just parroting back experiences that we already know and understand, but creating brand new experiences for tomorrow. So is voice dead? No, not at all. I think we have a long time before it actually catches on, though. And 5 years, 100 billion, I don't know. Like that seems a little audacious to me. I want to know what you think. And I want you to tell me what you think. Head on over to futurecommerce.fm and give us a review. You can also lend your voice to this conversation on the episode page. Just click through and type in the discuss box. And please pay some love to our sponsors. We love that this show can keep coming to you once and I guess sometimes twice a week. We'll see you on Friday for a regularly scheduled episode.